KDUS AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is brought to you by AC by J Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Drains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good evening, Phoenix and friends. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West, as always, for back-to-back weeks.
What?
Ryan Rooks, what?
What?
In studio.
Jonah. Yes, sir.
We've got Pat the Stat Guy in-house today, coming through, helping us out with what we may need, considering the craziness that is. We talk about it every week. I've said it for, we started the show the last 3 weeks in a row with this. The NFL is the king, the queen, the jack, the jester, the 10, the 9, everything. This is the busiest offseason of coming off the greatest season of all time or the biggest season of all time.
Correct.
So since last week, TB12, avocado ice cream, Giselle loving, beach, diving, what? Living in Costa Rica, what? Coming back for his 23rd season.
Super Bowl championship trophy throwing.
Yep. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, decides to come back.
I think that's pretty, I think everybody knew it was going to happen. I think people were very, Pat was very confident in the fact that Brady was going to be back. Vegas never changed the odds for the Bucs before. Like, right at the beginning, when he first retired, they did not change the odds. Then they did, but they didn't right in the beginning because maybe they knew something. I mean, you know, so it's very interesting to see that. We had Aaron Rodgers sign his deal.
Finally got done. And then he kind of restructured it. Now, did you see, so for the first 3 years, he's going to get $150.
Yes, sir.
So that's all going to get paid up front.
Yep.
So, or well, not up front. So for 2022, this upcoming season, he's going to get $42 million.
Yeah, but is that salary capped 42 or is that total money he's getting 42? Because I think that they worked that out to where he's going to make a minimal.
That's what he's getting, but I don't know how they're breaking it
down.
Yeah,
they haven't broken it down yet.
Correct. So, but either way, they made it work. Now, Devontae Adams is the franchise tag, but doesn't want to stay.
Well, here's the thing. He said he wasn't going to play.
Or at least doesn't want to play underneath.
Listen, right before the season ended, when Rodgers was even still doing the Pat McAfee thing, they talked about, he already said that he's not going to play under the tag. They don't want to tag him or play him under the tag. All the tag did was allow them to give them more time to work out a deal because they needed to figure out what they were going to do with Rodgers.
Correct.
And all these other moves that they've had to make. They had to cut Billy Turner. They had to cut one of the, Zadarius Smith they cut, what?
Yeah.
Preston Smith got an extension. They had
Correct.
To cut guys, move things around. So there is no doubt in my mind that Devontae Adams will have a deal in place and will play for the Green Bay Packers week one, without a doubt.
I absolutely agree.
Rodgers isn't coming back if there's not the assurance that we're going to get that done. And Adams isn't going to leave him hang out to dry, not show up when they're trying to make a push to win a Super Bowl. Now, with Brady coming back, that gave Tampa Bay the opportunity to say, who can we keep? Who wants to try to come back? Free agents are telling their agents, hey, see if we can get to Tampa Bay. Tom's back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's going to be interesting to see how that plays. I mean, I still don't think that they're the favorite in the NFC as far as Tampa Bay is concerned. They weren't last year. The Rams have just as good of a chance right now. Green Bay has just as good of a chance right now. You got the 49ers potentially if this is not a Jimmy G thing.
Yep.
You've got the Cardinals, what, if they can figure things out here. So there's a lot still up in the air in the NFC. So I don't necessarily think that because Tom's back, they're the favorite or that's who you're going to have to go through to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC. I just don't know. They're a contender for sure. But I don't know if they're there. Gronk's another year older.
Yeah,
Chris Godwin, another year older. Is Leonard Fournette coming back? Is Jones coming back? Is Dominick Sue coming back? You got a lot of guys. He had an offensive lineman? What? Mopart, he retired. They got their center back. Like, there's a lot of movement happening.
There's a lot. And this is, like you said, to start this off, is that we always want to talk about all sports, but we always end up getting consumed with how much what's going on.
Well,
with
we'll
football.
Get to the other sports.
Correct.
I mean, they're happening. Matter of fact, there's stuff going on right now, but this is what matters.
It's crazy that we find out Russell Wilson goes to Denver.
Which, tremendous, very happy for multiple reasons. One,
Correct.
I can finally start to support CJ and her team. and two, I already hate the Denver Broncos. So the fact that he's a part of that just makes it even easier.
Yeah, and he goes to the AFC.
Mr.
So
Unlimited.
He's out of the NFC West, which is
Mile
fine.
High Unlimited.
Yes,
what?
Your favorite player ever. But they also got rid of Bobby Wagner, as in the Seahawks. So they're mm-hmm. kind of in the rebuild mode. You
sure
can see
are.
That, which I don't. Is Carroll going to stick around for another
I think he
three
is.
Years?
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to die on that sideline, bro.
Chewing his gum.
Chewing gum,
with
clapping.
His white, with his white,
clapping.
Old man shoes.
100%.
Okay, so let's talk about, we haven't talked about this guy it seems like in so long.
Well, we want to get there. Yeah, hold on, hold on. He's an in-depth conversation we're going to get into.
Okay.
So let's keep with the other quarterbacks first. I don't want to cut you off, but I know where this is going.
Okay.
And this is one of your things, and it leads right to the heart where everything leads back to Cleveland.
Okay, so
but
then,
we'll get there. I want to ask Aaron first, though, over here on the side of glass. Aaron.
Is he happy?
How excited are you to have Mitch Berg, Steelers, for this season, sir?
Oh, I'm really excited. I'm excited to have our own Baker Mayfield, similar stats and everything. It's going to be great. I've always wanted to know what it's like for a Cleveland Browns fan, so I'm pumped.
Let me ask you, would you have rather it been Mason Rudolph? Your hesitancy says it all, sir.
I'm glad that we have Mitch, for real. I am glad that we got Mitch Trubisky. I would rather not have Mason Rudolph play, but it would have been interesting to see what happened. But I am glad that we have someone who has had a starting experience in the past. Mason, I mean, has a little bit of starting experience, but real deal. I'm excited about that, but I'm not, like, upset or happy, just in the middle.
Well, okay. Besides his Trubisky's rookie season, he's had a winning season every single year he's played. So, I mean, he's mediocre, but he's that bridge.
I think he's better than what people give him credit for. That year that he had, that he went 11-5, he went to the playoffs, he went to the Pro Bowl with Matt Nagy, who all of a sudden couldn't figure out offense. He played pretty well. He played up to the hype of being the number two overall pick, which he never should have been. Granted, Pittsburgh is always good at polishing off rough objects.
That's
and making
true.
Them very good. So, to me, I don't know about Matt Canada's offense necessarily, but to me, and I'm not a Pittsburgh fan, but as a Pittsburgh fan, I would be excited to have this guy because he's at least going to bridge that gap. Mason Rudolph's going to win you 5-6 games, and they're going to be plugging in Dewey Haskins one day, and they're going to ask Charlie Batch to come out of the booth and come down on the – like, you can't have that stuff. So, I mean, this was a good move. Didn't cost them a lot. What their starting quarterback now is going to cost them $10 to $14 million.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing is we didn't trade for someone like Jimmy Garoppolo. You saw a lot of people speculating that we might go for them. So yeah. I think we didn't trade any pieces away, and we got this quarterback for relatively cheap. So I think overall it's a win-win.
It's a great move for you guys. I really do. But I was curious to see you because I've heard some Yinzer fans, oh, boy, this is ridiculous. Mitch Trubisky stinks. And then others are – I just keep going back to the fact that Mason Rudolph – we'll say it again. Mason Rudolph. That guy couldn't start in the USFL.
You don't think he can make it a competition?
No.
No,
not at all.
No.
Not at all. They've had 4 years of seeing him in practice every day to know if he should have been the starter or not. The fact that they went out and got Mitch tells me he's their starter. This isn't for competition because there wasn't even a word that this is for competition. This is now Mitch is the number one, and we're going to figure out who's going to get cut, if it's going to be Dewey Haskins or Mason, and I do think it'd be Mason.
Well, if you – as the Pittsburgh Steelers beg pretty much Ben Roethlisberger to come back last year.
Right.
You know that you absolutely do not.
Listen, I would
say
this. Mitch goes, plays 10, 11, 12 weeks, gets hurt. Guess what? They're not going to turn the reins over. All of a sudden, Ben's arm feels real good. And maybe number seven's got 5 games in him. Like,
no.
Seriously. Like, I could see something ridiculous. I wouldn't put it past him because look at all these guys. He just saw Tom Brady come out after 43 days.
Yeah.
Gas prices so high, Tom's coming back to work. I mean, that's dead. People have been saying it, but seriously, like he was at home. He's like, I can't do this. Giselle, I can't have you here.
No.
She's like, I cannot do this with you every day. Just like, because every time he walks by, like his teeth glisten like the commercial, ding. So like every time he walks by, she sees that. Every time she walks by, he sees that. So there's like blinding light all of the time in the house. They couldn't handle it. One had to go. Had to be Tom.
With her which way, she just messes with him now that he's like in the house all the time.
Oh,
so now
100%.
He's just like, I can't stand it. Like 100%. I can deal with it when I just come home and I go to sleep. And
he came in the house, walked in the bedroom. There was a voodoo doll laying there with a TB12 jersey on it. Said, go back to work. And he said, yes, ma'am.
Next thing he looks down, all of a sudden his game jersey's on. He's just like, okay, I get it.
He's calling Gronk. I don't even know what happened. How did I get here?
Yeah, just shows up. It's cool. But that's what TB does. And obviously he needed his time to reflect. And, of course, he came out saying that he was almost forced to say he was retiring because the media put it out there first. Man,
yeah,
actually put out a statement saying, and then 43 days later you're saying, I'm coming back.
At least he did it in enough time to give everybody their chance to do what they need to do. It wasn't like Favre where he's dragging them along forever.
Yeah.
Or even Rodgers. You know, to flip the script on that, if this was Rodgers dropping that on Sunday, the day after, like his football would have been sold or signing, they'd be like, oh, he's attention seeker. Oh, look at him bringing this information. Tom does it. I'm like, oh, you know, it was strategic because it's letting all the free agents know what they can do and giving their team time, which is correct.
Different circumstances.
But if it was I'm saying if it was Rodgers doing the same exact thing that Tom just did, they would call Rodgers an attention seeker. Yes, Rodgers essentially did the same thing. Got a deal done, team friendly, got it done before they had to franchise people and let people go. He did the same thing. But again, he's dragging him through the mud because the media doesn't like him because he speaks his mind. TB12, smile, ding, we're good to go.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Fine. All that for naught because he's coming back to not win a Super Bowl. Although, if you look at the stats, every other year he has been in or won a Super Bowl since like 2015.
Yeah.
It's this would be the year that he's
Super
supposed
Bowl,
to win.
Lost in the playoffs.
Yep.
Won the Super Bowl, lost in the playoffs.
So he'll
and
break that trend.
This would be the year that he's going to.
He'll break
Super
that trend.
You know that he's going to get a break.
I mean, he could.
Good news. It really depends on with like we were talking about who's going to end up signing small deals to play with Tom Brady. They might even get some stuff in the offseason to do like with what the Rams did. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that saw with what the Rams did this season and go full in if they think they're that close. And I think the Niners are one of those teams as well.
And then what's wild is, like, just in this last week, like we said, okay, obviously the big one, Tom Brady coming back, Aaron Rodgers signing. We have Mitch Trubisky being signing with the Steelers. You have Carson Wentz being traded to the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
Okay, for basically nothing. Okay, great.
And I'm so glad that we have a new team name for them so we don't mess it up by just saying Washington.
There's talk, and true enough, there's talk of Jimmy G eventually being traded. There's talk of, we had Russell Wilson move, right? We just talked about that briefly.
Yep.
You have Teddy Two Gloves just signed as a backup in Miami. You've got, we'll get to this on the other side of the break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into Deshaun Watson, all things that are going on, teams that he could potentially sign with. But this is the first time in a long time that I can remember this much quarterback movement at a starter level like this with names in one offseason.
Because I think the game is changing to where free agency and it's control. Like we saw that with the NBA where they get a little bit more control. And we've seen that over the last few years. Look with Bell. I mean, it even started with Palmer with Cincinnati way back when, you know, holding out and doing with what you want to do, what's going to be best for you and picking to where you get to go. And that's what's going to be interesting with Deshaun, too, is that he has the right to pick.
To an extent, yes, he does. He's got a no-trade clause. But at the end of the day, if they don't trade him and he's going to sit, like, what are they going to do? They're just going to cut him? Like, I don't know how
they paid
much.
Paid him $10 million to sit and look pretty on the sidelines?
We don't know if he's going to get if he's going to get suspended. Like, there's a lot of stuff up in the air, so we'll get to that on the other side, along with the Dallas Cowboys and the debacle that was the Randy Gregory contract signing. We've got Christian Kirk, what? Local Christian Kirk getting a bag in Jacksonville. I mean, you got to pay a premium when you got to go play for a trash team.
Got to play for London.
Colts are doing nothing. There's so much happening in the NFL. We didn't even get into basketball yet. No. We will on the other side. James out west. Ryan Rooks, Pat the Stat Guy. Aaron on the other side of the glass. KDUS, 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show. Rich Eisen, Doug Gottlieb, us, Killer Bees, and everything else. What?
Come on back.
Catch the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on KDUS AM 1060 and online at KDUS1060.com.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you as always, CJ. James Out West on a Tuesday, special edition Tuesday. Was not in yesterday because we took the family to their first ever concert. Took the boys to go see Imagine Dragons. It was pretty amazing. It's at the Footprint Center. I tell you, I haven't been to the Footprint Center in a few years. Since right before COVID was last Suns game I went to. They remodeled that place on the inside. It's beautiful. Painted everything black. Everything's kind of sleek looking. It was very, very awesome. The concert was amazing. Those guys are amazing live. They're very, very loud. I would think that this is the old man talking. They're way too loud. But my 12-year-old had his fingers in his ears the whole time. He was like, you know, so we decided to run the show on a Tuesday. Getting in back.
Okay,
in,
so
ahead, sorry.
Real quick.
Yeah, sure.
I love you and I love your family, and that's nice. That was cool you guys had your concert. Can we really just talk about what we just thought we're talking about in the break? That we just saw Baker Mayfield give out a pretty much goodbye letter.
Breaking news. He dropped this on Twitter
this
about
right
5 minutes
Deshaun
ago.
Deshaun Watson was meeting with the Browns today, so with the future being uncertain, he wrote this on Twitter. And looks like...
Can I read it?
You may.
Here's what he said out. With many uncertainties, here is where my head and heart is. Cleveland, the past 4 years have been nothing short of truly life-changing since I heard my name called in the draft to go to Cleveland. This is not a message with hidden meaning. This is strictly to thank the city of Cleveland for embracing my family and myself. We have made many memories and shared growing in this process through all the ups and downs. I have no clue what happens next, which is the meaning behind the silence I have had during the duration of this process. I can only control what I can. which is trusting in God's plan throughout this process. I have given this franchise everything I have. That is something I've always done at every stage and at every level. And that will not change wherever I take my next snap. Whatever happens, I just wanted to say thank you to the fans who truly embraced who I am and the mentality that aligns so well with the city's hardworking people. Cleveland will always be a part of Emily and my story, and we will always be thankful for those impacted it has had and will have in our lives. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan Mayfield. Sorry, Baker Reagan Mayfield.
Okay, so the first thing I have to say is that he says, sorry for my silence. So now he's finally speaking up because he does know something. That's what that says to me, right?
Well, Jimmy Donovan, their play-by-play guy today in local radio, said that when he decided to not play Week 18 after playing the entire season hurt and decided to basically quit in Week 18 and not play, that rubbed the front office the wrong way. That rubbed the locker room the wrong way. It created that all of a sudden you've been this guy we've been riding with you, even though you're hurt because, you know, you're a tough guy, and now you decided that, well, it's best for me to not play the last game of the season. You torpedoed an entire season because of your ego. And then when it didn't follow through, you backed out, and the entire team saw it, and they said, we can't have this.
Yeah. So does that mean he goes to Houston most likely?
No, he's not being traded to Houston. They're not going
to
include him in that package whatsoever.
I think
Houston is going
to
stick with Davis Mills. They like that kid.
Yeah.
They're not going to trade Baker there. And the Browns would be better off to trade him somewhere else. He could go to Seattle. He could go to the Colts.
One way or another, he's still going to end up in Seattle.
I mean, he could be. He could be there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places that he could end up. He could end up in New Orleans. He could end up in Atlanta.
Carolina.
He could end up in Carolina. There's a lot of places that you could trade him to.
Yeah.
That you don't have to include him in that package if they are indeed trading for the one that you just brought up. So let's get into that. So the big news, obviously, last Friday, Deshaun Watson, during the deposition of the 22 different allegations that went through. They did not find enough
to charge him
for a single. So he was, for lack of a better term, they couldn't find enough. That doesn't mean he's innocent. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle. So it's how much of that matters to you and your
fan
base.
Prove it without
the NFL's not going to care.
So no, right.
Teams aren't going to care.
Still two things that are open. So we still have the 22 civil cases,
and that doesn't matter to teams because that's
matter
money
to teams
outside that's gonna
of
be that.
Money, and that's going to be on him, and he's already made a ton of money. He's still going to make a lot of money. The other thing is that there still is an open NFL investigation, which we've never seen anything like this where there's been an NFL investigation last this long.
Well, they had to have it last this long because the deposition was taken so far.
But now we're still not doing it. Like when Ray Rice, we saw the video, boom, we knew what was going to happen.
That was
pretty
simple.
With this, we had to wait for everything to come down. And now, even though he was not criminally charged, let's say he does or doesn't get with civil, does that lean into the NFL?
It's got to. The NFL, so the teams that are looking at potentially trading for him, as soon as that information came out, we heard was going to be Carolina.
Yeah.
And they were going to go after them hard. Carolina, and it was going to be New Orleans.
Yep.
And then we heard, well, maybe Atlanta. There's rumblings that, well, maybe Seattle. Now they're getting this huge haul from Denver.
Right.
You know, replacing him with the younger Russell Wilson. And then all of a sudden, the Cleveland Browns showed up in this conversation. And that was really interesting. And I was like, there's no way it's going to happen. We got to give up three number ones. We're going to trade Baker. We got to maybe give up Kareem Hunt in this. There's too much that a team has to give up to get a guy that's embattled like this. The only way you're willing to give up that kind of capital is if you know that the punishment from the NFL will either be nothing or very minimal.
Yeah.
Six games or less.
Yeah.
Six games or less. Because I think a team, especially interesting like that, that maybe has a backup like a Case Keenum that they still currently have on that they haven't cut yet, to weather that storm. Can't have Baker Mayfield on the roster, trade for Deshaun Watson, have Baker start those six games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if they come out of this with no Deshaun Watson, are they going to try to make a trade for Derek Carr? Are they going to say, are we just going to ride with Baker and let him play the 16 games and let him play himself into a contract or into free agency?
Well, it depends on what you can get. I mean, if you see an opportunity and you guys actually can make it work, then I think you guys are absolutely trying to do that before you stick with Baker Mayfield.
I mean, the allegations.
I think in the back of their mind, it's like, well, you know what? Even if he stinks it up, we know next year's class of QBs for the draft are going to be better anyways.
We think. That's speculation.
True. That's true.
That's speculation. I mean, would you make a move for Derek Carr? The fact that
no.
Here's the thing. It's all about how much talent you have is how much leeway you get. The fact that teams are willing to And not you necessarily, said this. I don't want to say overlook this, but due diligence with this, because they're going to have a media storm on him. Whichever team he ends up with, there will be a media storm. The minute he has to meet with the local media, media storm, frenzy. I'm talking heavy, and that will eventually go away.
But if they win four out of their first six games, it's gone.
They win a Super Bowl, well, yes and no, because
unless anything else comes up or lingers, you can't have it keep lingering. You got to shut it down and answer the questions, get past it.
I'm pointing across the glass to Aaron because his quarterback went through two separate instances in his career in which he was questioned with some things that are not very good. We'll just leave it at that. And they never, there was no criminal charges. He settled with civil suits.
Yep.
But as a Browns fan, I know how fans talk. The way that we talked about Ben and the things that we thought about him is now coming to roost if we end up with Deshaun Watson, because all of a sudden, are we going to defend this guy? So my question is, if we get him, how am I to root for a guy like that I vehemently disagree with the way that he treated some people? And now, like, can I hate watch? Like, I'm going to root for everybody but this guy? Like, yes, the Browns won another game. I can't stand number four. He threw for 232 and he stinks. It's the other guys around him. Like, I'm going to have to hate watch. Like, if you would have had, like, if you'd have got your wish, Mr. Unlimited would have been a Cleveland Brown, which they did call for him, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
I would have had to hate watch.
And it's hard, but it's your team. I mean, there's been how many characters throughout NBA and throughout the NFL and even in the MLB that we still love? I mean, think about Kobe. He went through some crazy stuff. And
look at the instances and when this was. Yes, it was a situation, of course, but it was so early, not early in his career, but it was so long ago that it kind of just, like, oh, remember when Kobe did that one thing?
It's what you do. It's
there's
your character.
A lot to it.
And so things people do can grow from it. But that's one thing that is very, very sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be messing with the women.
No, nope. Right? But guess what?
And you can't put your career on the line. People are doing this, and it's just crazy. But there's so many incidents every year that are bad.
I'm sure.
And that's all that we know about.
And all these teams do their due diligence. I would think any front office that is an embattled, let's put it this way, Cleveland Browns or New Orleans or Carolina, if they go and do this and it doesn't work out, they're going to lose their jobs. Sure. If the Browns don't move on from him to try to keep Baker and it fails, they could lose their jobs.
Depending
if they make a trade
which
for Derek Carr and it fails, they could lose their job. Like, these guys are all in a spot where one big hiccup will cause you to maybe have to rethink. And I'd hate
but
that because we just went
job.
Through this. Same thing with Arizona. One big hiccup. Like, are they in? I mean,
they still got to figure everything out
with Kyler.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but there's so much. And you look at, you brought up, why not sign Deshaun Watson way back when, even in the summer when we first started hearing about all this stuff going on, right? And just take the risk. And now nobody did it. So there was something there, and we knew we were going to
have
to wait
for February.
And now,
and it happened.
Everybody's wanting, or not everybody, but the teams that.
And all it said was the grand jury did not find enough evidence to charge him. Enough evidence. And during his deposition, he pleaded the fifth, which is his legal right. That does make it more murky. But he's proclaimed his innocence in all of this the entire time.
Correct. And he stayed quiet, which is the smartest thing. He wasn't.
But in the eyes of public perception, in the eyes of the media, this will go with him regardless what happens, especially if he settles any of these lawsuits. Because these are all going to be civil. The NFL never suspended him last year. They didn't put him on the exemption list, which makes no sense to me.
No,
they didn't put him on the exemption list. They put people on the exemption list for far less stuff. But they didn't move him. It's very interesting to see how this is going to happen. The biggest thing on this is Houston's going to end up being the winner in all of this, because once it's gone, that cloud, that heaviness, that the Deshaun Watson contract, him not wanting to play, what's going on with them, is gone. And they can rebuild.
Yeah.
With a quarterback that they like,
Houston,
with a team that's got money.
Yeah.
And Lovie Smith is a pretty good coach.
Yeah. No, it's going to take a while. I mean, there are quite a few.
I'm not saying Houston Texans are winning 8, 9, 10, 11 games next year. But I do think that the vibe inside the building and everything will be
More
positive, and it's going to be something that's going to hopefully push their team forward to be mediocre for years to come. I'm just saying. So, on the other side, we still have so much more to talk about in the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. We got free agency. We got Christian Kirk, like we said, getting a big old bag. You got all these guys not getting paid yet. We don't know what's happening. KDUS, 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show, James I. West, Rich Eisen, and this guy over here, Ryan Rooks.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We got another half hour to go in the books coming up. Looking at the free agency in the NFL and people that have signed, there's been some crazy, crazy contracts like Christian Kirk, local. Christian Kirk went to high school out here, right? Christian Kirk went to high school out here.
Chaparral.
Yep, shout out. Plays for the Cardinals, plays pretty well. Hasn't had a full season. You know, can't quite stay healthy for a full year. Got a ridiculous amount of money, which good for him. I think 4 year, $84 million, 5 year, $84 million.
4 year, $72 million.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he went to Saguaro. I have to correct that.
There, okay. So, yeah, because they'd be Superman. No, we don't claim him. We don't claim him. Hey, that's our guy.
But, yeah, that Jacksonville kinda, is putting up some money.
That, you know, and that kind of messed up the market, you know, so to speak. That's why all these receivers, because there's a lot of receivers that are free agents that are available that I think most would probably have above Christian Kirk as far as, like, who you'd give a contract first to.
You got Allen Juju, Robinson.
Allen Robinson, Odell, Will Fuller, Jarvis, A.J. Green, Marquez, Valdez-Scantling. What? You had Russell Gage. I think you just said, Pat, I think said Russell Gage. Did he go to Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Okay. A.J. Green from here, back with the Cardinals. Is that that's what I'm assuming. There's two A.J. Greens, but one plays defense. And Christian Kirk got a huge contract with Jacksonville. Now, granted, you're going to have to pay more to play in Jacksonville because they stink, like we talked about, coming off the stench from Urban Meyer's ability of, or lack thereof, of leadership and everything that went down in Jacksonville, starting over with what they're doing, going to go play with, you know, is Trevor Lawrence that guy? I think a lot of that is the reason why he got so much money, and he's a younger cat.
Yeah.
They can kind of control, you know, where it is. There's no preconceived, you know, like they're already set in stone. They might be able to get this guy.
They get the bad taste.
Yeah, absolutely. So they moved. I mean, DJ Shark, didn't he leave? DJ Shark just signed somewhere, didn't he? Thought he signed a 1 year or 2 year somewhere. I thought I saw it. But
yeah, Kirk's is for $72 million.
My goodness.
4 years, 72.
4 years, $72 million for Christian Kirk. Good for him. Good for him to get that money, but my goodness.
There's so much more, and I'm really curious to see. I expect Odell to re-sign with the Rams. I think it's going to be interesting to see where Juju goes and where Robinson goes, where those two land.
Browns are in talks with Robinson.
Jarvis is going to be interesting, too.
I can see Green Bay for Jarvis.
Yeah.
After they lock down Devontae, you know, I could see Jarvis ending up in Green Bay. I could see Jarvis playing. Ooh.
I could see Robinson.
Who else is ready right now? Kansas City?
Patriots.
Yeah, maybe. Kansas City's always looking for another receiver. They could, I'm sure, figure out.
Well, they offered Juju the deal, the same deal that he signed to stay with the Patriots, or the Steelers, excuse me. And so now are they going to do it again? I mean, he would be the number two, and
I could see him going to Baltimore. Remember, Baltimore was interested in him last year as well. And I could see Juju. Listen.
But like just like you said, do receivers want to go to Baltimore?
No.
That's no, where receivers go so. To have the worst.
I don't think so. I mean, I could see. I mean, if anybody gives AB a chance, it could be them. You know, and he's not even on this list, obviously, because of his off-field shenanigans. But there's another guy to add to the list of, you know, wide receivers that are probably going to get signed this year. There's a lot available out there.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, because we didn't talk about it, the one guy that did win over the weekend was Ben Roethlisberger, because now he's not going in the hall with Tom Brady. So he's going to get his own day in the sun, because where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is located in Canton, Ohio, and where Pittsburgh is, it's really close. So all the Yinzers are going to caravan their way all the way to Canton to watch this happen.
Oh, that entire,
all that entire place is going to be terrible towel swinging. Here we go, Starlers. I mean, we're going to have the whole thing. Polka music. It's going to be ridiculous. They're going to be between the entire stadium of all those Yinzers, there might be, collectively, there'll be an entire full set of teeth.
Stop it.
I mean, there's going to be 20,000 people there. We're going to have one full set okay. of teeth.
It's fine.
Collectively. But it's going to be an amazing time. Food will be tremendous. There's going to be, I mean, if you get a chance to be around Italian hillbillies, it is something of special. Okay. Do you know about this, Aaron? Yeah, he shakes his head. Yes, he knows.
Okay, let's get into what's left. Let's get a little bit more of the defense, because I think there's some huge players that we... Is Von Miller going to go back to Denver?
There's talks of that. There's talks he could end up in Dallas, because Dallas pulled. Well, Dallas didn't pull. Randy Gregory was supposed to have signed a deal with the Dallas Cowboys, locked it in. Dallas tweets it out. Their PR runs with it. when his agent sat down and looked at the contract over again, noticed there was some language in it that was protecting the club if Randy Gregory decided to do anything that happened in his previous time as a human being on this earth.
Yep.
And the talk was, well, Dak had did something right before the draft that was unbecoming. Was that written into his contract? No, it wasn't.
Correct.
I'm offended.
Yep.
I'm taking my talents to the Mile High City to go play with Mr. Unlimited.
Which means that there's something to the fact of...
We trust you. We just don't trust you that much.
People are leaving Dallas, right? I mean, I think I told you about this after the Niners game when Dallas lost in the playoffs last year. Amari Cooper called out Dak. Mm-hmm. And called him something that you can Google the situation. I'm not going to bring this up because we are on live air. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. But if you want to Google, what did Amari Cooper say to Dak after the loss to the 49ers in the playoffs? It was very interesting, but obviously Amari's gone for a fourth and fifth rounder too.
And it was a shot at Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was a shot at Kirk Cousins.
It was, too. But at the same point, there's people now leaving.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to be a part of the...
Amari Cooper got traded to the Browns.
Yeah.
We didn't mention that at all.
Yeah, for a fourth and fifth.
Now people are throwing a big... He's worth more than a fourth and fifth. Yeah, he's worth it. He gets $22 million a year.
He had to get out of there.
But he gets $22 million
a
year.
That's what I'm saying.
He's worth it. He gets that money. He still has 3 years left on that contract. 3 years, $66 million left for... it's wild. Now they're going to rework it. I heard they're going to try to rework it and make more of it. Guaranteed money to lower his salary cap for the year in Cleveland. But... They wanted to give Michael Gallup money. They wanted to make CeeDee Lamb is never going to truly be the number one there if Amari Cooper's there. And they want to give number 88, the 88 club, the big dog, his bag. They gave, you know, people like, well, they gave Michael Gallup, you know, the same amount of money. Yeah, over 5 years, not three.
Yeah. And
that's
62.
A huge deal.
It was a $10 million less, too.
Yeah, that's a huge deal to me. Yeah. So yes, people are leaving, but at the same time, they find a way. Dallas still has that pizzazz. They still have that draw. They do.
Nah, I don't know. There's something going on right now. But for you guys, you know how badly Cooper is just like, please sign Deshaun. Just please sign Deshaun. You know that he wants that to happen so badly. But going back to defense, we still have Bobby Wagner. Tyrann Mathieu. Still out there.
Heard he might end up with the Las Vegas Raiders. I could see him flying around in the backfield with the silver and black.
That.
He fits there. Hey, what about Tampa Bay for him? He's going to want to play somewhere where he probably has a chance to win again. He's not going to go play for some, you know, team that's rebuilding.
Is he going to take a pay cut and like maybe go to the Rams?
How much of a pay cut though? Because he doesn't need to take a pay cut, and he's got a Super Bowl.
Correct, but
which
or just stay with Kansas City?
They did not make an offer to him at all, and they went and signed Jordan Reed.
Oh, that's right.
So
right.
They're not going to give him money. The money they would have given the Honey Badger, they already gave it away.
Yeah.
And never even offered him a contract.
I was going to say, did him and Arians overlap in Arizona?
See, I believe they did.
Yes,
I believe they did.
They did. Yes.
So I think that would be a nice match. I mean, I would hate it for us, and I don't think the Steelers are close enough, and I don't think he does either, but I'd hate to see him in black and gold or with the Ravens. Like, that's a Ravens move. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see him in our division whatsoever. The Rams, absolutely. Look at the Chargers. Look at what the Los Angeles Chargers of Anaheim, previously San Diego, has done.
They knew what they needed, and they are willing to spend it. The AFC West is
they probably took that over
from the NFC West as the best division now. Like, I mean.
A Super Bowl MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer got traded. Oh, no. Sorry. First ballot Hall of Famer, not Super Bowl MVP. Khalil Mack gets traded. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
He ends up there. So Mack and Bosa on both sides. You got Derwin James there still, right? They just signed J.C. Jackson. If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's a stud. They are all in because they have to be.
Yep.
Their division is bananas. Gwen Stefani bananas. Like, you got Pat Mahomes, another year better, another year hungrier. Just got married. I can't believe that he just got married. We're not going to get into this because, I mean, you mean to tell me he's had all this time to not be married to the person he just married, and he still chose to with everything that happened. I mean, God bless him, but he's going to be a man on a mission. You got Derek Carr, who is what now? Is Derek Carr the worst quarterback in the division?
Yeah.
Is Justin Herbert the worst quarterback in the division? And when we say worst, they're not bad.
Justin Herbert's, he's really good.
He's really good. They're
all really good. I mean, besides, I'd say Derek Carr is the one that is teetering on the edge.
The Raiders have the worst roster out of the four right now, and they made the playoffs last year.
people out of jail and in trouble, and they could keep a roster.
It's amazing to me. And we'll see what – they got a new head coach. We'll see what they're going to do.
It's going to be super interesting. But
is he signed – is Derek Carr the reason why McDaniels went there, or he just took it because it's a head coaching job and I'll get – you know.
That's probably why Rodgers didn't go to Denver, thinking, like, I got to play these guys twice a year.
Yeah. Stay in Green Bay or retire. That's the options. And I was saying that from day one. He's not going anywhere. He's staying or he will retire.
Yeah.
And he's going to become some shawarma in, you know, some southern Brazil country. Like, he would go and do his own thing, you know, before being traded or going to another team. Like, yeah, Nathaniel Hackett's his boy. Yeah, it's also just was his quarterback coach. Like, it's not like it was like he was with him for 16 years and he left and now I'm going with him. It was, no, he was my coach at one time. These guys have lots of coaches. They were successful. Coaches get promoted. I mean, big old Mike McCarthy, he still got a damn job because of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. He believes in himself way too much to even...
All of them do. We have to realize this. The 1% of 1%ers are completely full of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have to be.
Oh,
because
you,
if they're not,
to,
if they're
right,
not, but... they're Dwight Howard. If they're not, they're, you know what I'm saying? They're those guys that should have been those, but they didn't have that drive. They didn't have that confidence. They didn't have that. Like LeBron,
go to what
LeBron
you,
is an egomaniac. LeBron's an egomaniac.
So,
Russell Wilson, the biggest, corniest egomaniac on the planet, still a top 1% quarterback. Like, those guys are going to be that way.
Ben Simmons. Gotta forget.
Oh, this guy. No. What is that in the NBA now? And you guys can't see me, ladies and gentlemen, but they do this. Like, when you're too small... He's too small. And not from a physical standpoint. Oh, we're going to get into that when we talk about that. On the other side, KDUS 1060 AM Phoenix, home of the Dan Patrick Show. Rich Eisen, as always. NAU football, ladies. Baseball, basketball, field hockey. If they have badminton, probably that too. What? We will see you on the other side. Enjoy your evenings.
James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. James Out West finishing up the evening on a Tuesday. Got the boys in the house. Aaron on the other side of the glass. Suns get a victory, 131-115. I think they've won 6 out of the last 7. They have the NBA's best record again. They're doing this without Chris Paul. Pretty tremendous what they're able to do. We will not dominate the last segment of the show with football. I think we've gone through about as much, and we can always get into more because there's always more. But we're going to jump into what's going on in the NBA real quick, and if we can, we'll talk about baseball. So, NBA, Suns, like we just said, Lakers are on a collision course with the opposite things. They should be ashamed.
Right,
they should be ashamed. I think somebody said, you know, hey, Odell Beckham, LeBron helped get you to L.A. Now it's your turn to help get him out of L.A. because this is a tragedy. It's so bad because looking at this, season leaders, the top 5 in scoring, Joel Embiid is leading at 29-9.
Right.
Okay, how old is Joel Embiid? He's under 26, right?
Yeah.
Okay, LeBron James at 29-7. Giannis at 29-7. Trae Young at 28-3. Luka at 28. All of those guys are at least 10 to 12 years younger than him, if not more.
Correct.
That's incredible. It's incredible what he's doing and that it's being wasted with this roster, but this roster is his fault.
Well, and it's
they
also
let Clutch
Anthony,
Sports decide Anthony what's going to happen.
Anthony Davis, he gets hurt way too much.
That's where it started. You already knew that. He was already an injury-prone guy, but we got to bring him here. Granted, they got a chip. And Rooks' chair just went to the flow. Now you feel how...
I feel like LeBron right now.
No, I was about to say, now you're my height.
Oh.
Your chair went to the floor. Now you're my height.
See, now it's fine.
So now you're just going to stand up for it.
It is what it is. But yeah, they're, what, 2 games away from being completely out?
Yeah.
Out by not even getting into the play-in. So that would be in 11th place. It's very close. So we have almost exactly a month away from playoffs.
Yes, sir.
Now, the play-in games will start on the 12th of April. The playoffs will actually start on the 16th.
How do you feel about the play-in games? I got to be honest. We're getting more and more to that participation trophy lifestyle.
It depends on the year.
Oh, we got to get a couple more guys to get a chance. I mean,
when it's 1-2 games,
it's already 16 out of 32 already make it. 16, half the league already makes it.
But when it's 11 game difference, that's where it bugs me.
Yes.
That's what's really hard. But when it's 1 or 2 games, I like the option of it. However, when you play an entire season of 82 games, if you're not going to shorten that or make it a judgment like how they want to do that midseason tournament.
Well, that play-in essentially
was... You're changing the game. Like, the reason why we have a season is to who's going to outstand
if you can't,
the marathon
in 82 games.
In one game when it comes down to it, you haven't proven... That shouldn't be that.
Well, and I say like baseball sometimes does because you've got like they play that, you know, 163rd game, you know, at times and it makes it exciting, but it's because it's a one game thing. Like you just said, like the reason they even came up with this play-in thing was because they really, really needed to, from a rating standpoint, needed to get Zion Williamson into the bubble.
Right.
Like they needed to try to get this guy in to get ratings on it and ended up blowing up in their face and the Phoenix Suns go 8-0 in the bubble and don't make the playoffs.
And like, it was the perfect excuse to use it is for the bubble and then, okay, so we got ratings up and it was just because there was nothing else on TV to watch during that time.
It's incredible.
And it was exciting that they were able to pull it all off, but now it needs to go away.
Now, right before, because you mentioned right before we went to break, Kevin Durant. So we've had a lot of guys in the last, like, 2 weeks drop 40, 50. We've had two 60-point scorers
tonight.
In the last couple of days. Shout out Kyrie Irving dropping 60 in basically three quarters.
Yeah.
41 by half. Incredible. I always thought if they were going to give him a chance, if Steve Nash was going to give him a chance to go after Kobe's 81.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself that Kyrie would stop it at 80 and not score that one to just pay homage to the guy that he looked up to. Or maybe he would. Maybe go to 82 and just say, that's right, Kobe, I always told you I was better than you. What now? You know what I mean? It could have went either way, but either way, he didn't get it. You've got Durant talking trash in French to Fourier about he's too small to guard him. That is next-level trash talking. That reminds me of when Kobe trash-talked Luka from the sidelines in Slovenia.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, who is trash talking me in my language? I look over
and
it's Kobe sitting there courtside talking trash to him in his own language because Kobe was going to learn that to be able to do that. That's impressive. I mean, you know, shout out, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
But
And excuse me, not to tonight because Carl Anthony Towns' cat I thought was tonight, but that was actually
that
last
was,
night.
Yeah, cat 60.
60.17 rebounds.
Yeah.
Like, that was unreal. And if you look at the score, okay, so a Timberwolves Spurs. So we know these teams as of right now. I mean, we obviously know the history of what they had some really good players over the years. But this was a 149-139 game. The scores in the NBA are getting
ridiculous. That's an NBA All-Star game score.
Yes.
Defense,
that's what it used to be.
We were talking about it. Defense is optional. Defensive plays get made, but defense doesn't get played. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys make ridiculous defensive plays, whether it's a block or it's, you know, a great strip or it's, you know, a great double team. But there's so far and few between that you get these scores. You get this type of stuff. Or nobody playing hard, like when it doesn't matter. Ruined a bet today because I had a guy get to take a junk garbage three in a game that didn't matter.
Yeah,
and he made it.
Those.
And they hit the over where if he didn't hit the three, the under hits, the bet pays off. James, he's back in the red.
Right.
But no, that doesn't happen.
And back in the day, that used to be an insult. But, I mean, just look at it. So we had nine games yesterday for the NBA. Every single game was triple digits for both teams. Not a single team had double digits. That's crazy.
That's why they say Michael Jordan would average 50 for a season if you played
right
now.
Like,
I mean, you look like think about Larry Bird and some of the different like how hard they would play, and we talk about how Russell Westbrook, you know, being averaging a triple double and being that like he would just flash to the rim, right? Kyrie Irving flashes to the rim. That's what all those older guys used to do back in the day. They got hit by elbows and like
look,
now.
Allen Iverson said on a podcast the other day that I did check out. He talked about how like honestly, what could he average today? And he was like.
Oh, Iverson.
But what he said was, he goes, I know I could average more than what my highest average was, and my highest average was 34. He wasn't trying to say he was going to score 40 or 50. He goes, I just know that I could score more than that because they couldn't hand check the way that they dribble these days, like the carrying that happens in the NBA now.
Yes.
Like if he got to play that way, there's a lot of guys that would have.
Right.
But on a Wednesday night playing the Sacramento Kings or the Dallas Mavericks, you're playing a guy right now that doesn't play in the NBA, that wouldn't make it in the NBA. You're playing against a guy that's, you know, hey, 6'5 white guy that went to Stanford. Great. I'm going to use and abuse this guy all game long. That's what Michael Jordan did a lot of the times. Granted, he took it to the elite guys, too.
Right.
But he was, and people want to bring up, well, LeBron had J.J. Barea shut him down. LeBron had this. And do you all have your guys? I get it. But I'm saying LeBron plays against a lot more better athletes in today's game than Mike played against in the 80s and 90s, in my opinion. That had to guard him night
different
in and night out.
100%.
That's what I'm getting at. So, yeah, maybe Mike could. Would he? No, I don't think Mike would average 50. I think he would average 38 to 42. I know that's
his highest season was a 37.
Yeah, so I think he would. Again, that year that he did that, what year was that?
I'll have to check.
Okay, because I'm wondering, is that a year that they won the Super Bowl? That they won, the NFL's king, that they won the NBA championship, or was it a year where they got bounced in the first round to Boston?
I don't know. I saw Jalen Rose talking about it, and he said he thought Michael Jordan could score 10 points more than his highest
maybe.
Season.
I don't think it would be as much as a consistent to where he would be putting up that those numbers every day in, day out, but he would have so many 80-plus point games, 90-plus point games.
You think so?
I think so.
I think that's so hard for those guys to do
in a game.
There
would be some nights where Michael Jordan would just – you would make him mad, and he's going to go off.
Somebody made it a good point, and I don't know who it was, and I think it was on NBA radio, actually, that when that NBA Top 75, when they rolled through, you know, when Mike walked through what the rest of the greats, how they look at him, is why he's the greatest of all time in the sense. Now, I think LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time. But in knowing that the legends look at that and look at Mike and go, like, in awe of him, they don't do that with LeBron. And maybe not yet. And these younger cats right now, they grew up idolizing either Jordan and a lot were Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Because they're the championships and everything. And LeBron's kind of that. He's never done anything wrong, really. He's never been caught with anything wrong. He's always been a stand-up guy. He gives back to everything. He's everywhere. Maybe there's too much LeBron, but you can't deny what he's done. He's the only guy with 30, 10, and 10. He's the only guy with 31, 10, and 10. Or like StatMuse did this huge thing.
It's the leading scorer of all time. He's racked all this up, and like you said, he's done it in the right way to where he's never been in trouble. He's never had like anything on his name, maybe besides I'm going to South Beach. You know,
yeah.
Maybe some stupid decisions, business moves, different things like that. But he's a stand-up guy, and you can't say that, like, even about Kobe or Michael.
Oh, if social media was around when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put it this way. He would have been the lifetime ban that everybody would have talked about.
Can you imagine
because
the dream team? What would happen then?
If all of the gambling allegations that went down with Michael Jordan and the potential of that's why he left the NBA because they were going to suspend him and he went to try to play baseball and then, you know, the gambling debts might have led to, you know, his father's demise and all
dad,
of these
yeah.
things
his dad was
that
killed.
Potentially could have happened or did happen with this. Imagine today with the internet and the internet sleuths and the social media, this guy would have gotten trouble. I mean, look, Calvin Ridley got busted for gambling. He's missing a season. The biggest play. Look at Pete Rose, still not in the Hall of Fame because they're judging him on something that happened after his career. Michael Jordan was actively gambling and doing these things then.
Oh, yeah.
He was not a nice guy then. They would have found out. Michael would have been what Westbrook is, essentially.
Yeah.
I think people would have really hammered down on Mike.
Yeah,
I really do. And guess what? He wouldn't have cared. You're going to buy my shoes. But everything he did back then that started those dunks, those kids are doing it now.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the dunk contest stunk so bad is because every dunk has been done.
No,
every
that is
dunk
not true.
Has been done.
That is not true. That is not true. You look at last year's dunk contest. That was the best one we've had in 5 or 6 years. They changed up the way that they're formatting it again.
But you can only do so much in the air. They can only do so much in the air. Oh, I can do only so many twists. I can only put it through my legs so much. I can only jump from a certain angle so many times. Like, we've seen so many. A beautiful dunk's a beautiful dunk.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, everything that Michael did that revolutionized the game, all these cats are doing it now.
Never say never again. I'm going to quote Feifel on that one. There you go. That's how
Fievel goes west. Did we just get a Disney reference in here?
No, American Tail is the original movie,
okay.
Which was with Fievel, and then Fievel goes west.
I thought we were talking about Five Dogs.
I can go back to my days. That ages me, but it's
oh
fine.
My goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Well, before we get out of here, baseball's back.
We have the NCAA tournament coming up.
Nobody cares.
Yes, we do. I'm assuming you haven't filled out a bracket.
No, okay. I haven't filled out a bracket in 5 years.
Okay, so I got Gonzaga winning, going up against Arizona.
I don't know anything about college basketball, but I know you took the favorite, I'm assuming.
They're number one. They're both number one.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next week on Monday, I'm assuming. I don't think we have anything going on, but check us out, james.west.com, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, what? All of those things. Thursday, maybe we'll get a podcast in. James.west, Ryan Rooks, what you got to say?
One love.
All right, later, y'all. Be safe.